Well, I asked him to because I was like, I'm going to try to get there, but it's 50-50. And
yeah,
there was just no way. But, all right, so just to organize my thoughts, you're going to talk to me about iReady.
Okay.
And was there also IC?
We took the IC, yep, in November, November 14th.
November. Mm-hmm. And then the self-defense, did you arrange that?
So Roberta actually gave me the contact.
Okay.
And then I just reached out to her.
Okay. And then the high school applications.
Yes.
So it sounds like what this is, maybe what a better approach is to just check in with you, the curriculum coordinator, and then cover all of them in one blog post.
Okay, so, sure.
Yeah. Because I wanted to do that anyway.
Okay.
You know, since this is your second year. Mm-hmm. And I did that with Alicia and Cher Khan. And I think it just makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever you need or want.
All right. So, I guess let's start with IC since that was first.
Okay. So, I probably need to grab my computer because I can't think of like the date on top of my head, but most private school students need to take the IC, and then their score is what they'll look at private schools for them to get into.
Okay.
Not all of the private schools, but the majority of private schools. That's the big standardized test.
Okay.
So I actually reached out to the ERB and we became members so we could host the test at the New Century School.
Oh, okay.
So we opened it up for 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. And the 8th graders, it was just not an option. Whereas it was more optional for 6th and 7th grade.
I see.
Yeah, just because they needed that score.
Gotcha. Okay.
So Ilya actually ran the IC exam.
Okay.
In her classroom. And then Senora, or Ms. Sharma and Monica had all the other kids. But it was just all morning. It was the first time our students really had taken a test. Miss Roberta was working with the 8th graders every Tuesday to kind of prep them for this test.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Just practice.
Mm-hmm. Practice, especially in math. She was working with them, the 5 8th graders, because we only have 5 8th graders.
Right.
And they needed the practice.
So, wasn't there a trial run last year?
There was a practice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they gave it a practice test.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they had done, yeah. So literally a trial run.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so.
And so we learned that we need to do some more practicing.
That does not surprise me.
Yeah.
So what's ERB?
Let me grab my paper. I think it's Educational Records Bureau, but let me just grab it.
I can look it up too. That's no problem.
I can't sleep very much, so I don't remember everything.
Aw. I know I've got a sinus infection.
Oh, no.
It just will not go away. And for some reason, it's always on Mondays that I just...
Ugh.
I think this past week was because of the barometric pressure.
Yeah, it was so warm and muggy.
Yeah, and then, so no sleep last night because... But anyway, it's not the same situation you have.
No, I know. Oh my gosh, one day. I'm right. ERB is Educational Records Bureau.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. You look so nice, and I'm just staring at you like, I need to do something.
It's a little weird that I just pulled this out. It was because my lips felt so dry. I couldn't stand it.
Oh my gosh, mine probably look like raisins.
No, they don't. Okay, so, and they took it on November what?
November 14th.
Oh, okay. That's Mike's birthday.
Oh.
So, and it was all morning.
Yep. It was all morning. Let me see. I want to just confirm.
Did they, report to you about how they felt doing it?
Yeah, they said it was super hard. Like, super hard. They were like, I didn't finish. Yeah, it was the 14th.
Okay.
From 8:30 until about noon. Yeah, the IC is hard. Out of all of the high school kind of testing that they've been doing, because they did the IC high school placement test and the iReady, and they said that IC was by far the hardest.
Okay. And what is the difference between the two? What's the iReady?
So the iReady actually, so that it's all on the computer. So we did the IC by paper and pencil. So actually one of our eighth graders chose to go to a different site because he wanted to use a computer. So he wanted to do the IC on the computer.
Oh, okay.
And we chose to do it by paper and pencil.
Oh, I see.
Another so you can choose to administer site. It okay. two different ways. But okay. we were like, with all the technology stuff, let's just do paper and pencil. But Devin did go, and he did his on the computer okay. at a different site. So the iReady, from my understanding, is that the student will start on the computer, and it will kind of see where they are and either build on questions if they keep getting everything right, or the opposite, kind of like go back. So it's almost like the way Success Maker kind of works.
So it's more diagnostic?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this, we got scores back for both, and the kids did much better on the iReady than the IC. And high school placement, I haven't heard anything. High school placement exam. The girls had to take that because they're all three of our scholarship students are applying to IND, which is Institute of Notre Dame, and they had to take the high school placement test, and they took that at Crystal Ray.
Okay.
And I have not received any information on how they did there.
So I'm having a hard time getting it all straight in my head. So they had to take IC because mm-hmm. they're private school.
Yes, so that's the score they need for the private schools for applying.
To apply to private schools.
Yes, to apply to private high schools.
Oh, okay.
iReady is what you need to apply to Baltimore City schools. Because in city
that's
schools...
That's why they had to take both.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So now they have the option of applying to public and private.
Got it.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, because, you know, in the public schools, they take the PARC every year.
Okay.
So our students don't have that test, so they do the iReady.
Okay. All right. So, okay. Got it now.
I know. It's very confusing.
All right. So... and so then you went and you, well, you did the high school application thing mm-hmm. in between.
Yes. So our deadlines for most private schools actually was on the day of the iReady, which was December 14th, last Friday.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. And the deadlines for public schools, we have till about January 18th or 19th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So our private school applications are done. Financial aid was due December 31st for private schools. And again, the girls still have a little bit of time for the public schools. So I know they're going to a shadow day January 10th at Western. The Leadership for Women is one of the schools in Baltimore City that the girls apply to.
I haven't heard of that school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Bliss. It's Baltimore Leadership School for Young Women.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. It's supposed to be an okay city school.
Good.
Yeah.
So, all right, so talk to me about that day that you had with them, with the applications. You went to the convention center?
Okay, so we have been doing applications not just that morning, okay. but I feel like it's been really hard because, you know, I don't want to pull them from their classes.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, we've had to do a lot of applying, like, during the day because their parents don't speak English. So navigating on the websites was difficult. So the day of the fair, I went out and bought like the accordion binders, and we put a label for each school that they applied to, and we put like our applications. We made copies. We had to just kind of. There's a lot of paperwork that goes into it. Like we had to make sure that we scheduled a shadow day. We had to make sure that we scheduled an interview, and we kind of just put all of our information and sorted it by schools, and we made checklists.
And you did this times three.
And I did this times three, yes. So the girls had so much fun with it. It was really cute because I followed up with one of them, and her binder just keeps getting... Oh, we also created tabs in within just like a regular binder so they can keep notes of things that they need to do and make their checklists. But they kept adding their little tabs, so that means they continued to like take what they learned and continued using that organizational skill. So I was really happy about
Brilliant.
That. But yeah, we just kind of sat there for like 3 hours, and just another thing I did with them is I had them look. I taught them how to research like the information on their own. You know, you need to set up a shadow day. So how do we find the phone number for the school? you know, little things that, like, I could take off my plate that I want them to learn how to do, just because they're probably going to need to learn how to be this independent even now. So, so we just kind of worked. And then I put the girls in my minivan, and we headed to the convention center.
So what was happening at the convention center?
So they had this, it's called a choice fair. So all the high schools through Baltimore City go there and kind of have their own booth. And a few representatives from the school will stand there and kind of share about the school. And there were a lot of performances, like singing performances or dancing performances and things like that. And the girls kind of would visit the little booths and ask questions and meet. And there were also students there to represent the school.
Okay.
So they would ask them, like, you know, how do you know that this is, how did you know this was the right school for you? And things like that.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was really funny because I saw, like, the boys' basketball team to one school and, like, was like, hey, we need to go to Ace. And I was like, we haven't heard anything about that school, and we are not going to the school because of the boys' basketball team.
I love it.
So, yeah, so she signed up for a shadow day there. but, yeah, we had so much fun. And then afterwards, I just brought them back to their own houses, but I got all the gossip on what's happening in middle school, who's dating who, and oh my
God. Excuse me? Are they dating in, I mean, in the student body, or?
Yeah, a few of them are. And then I found out through the iReady, those that broke up, because moms were finding out that they were dating. And they don't even talk in person. They've never had, like, a conversation in person. They text each other, like, you're the love of my life. And, like,
that is hilarious.
It was really funny. But, yeah, we had so much fun. The girls were so fun and sweet. And I actually found out, I learned a lot about them and how much responsibility they hold outside of school, not just, like, what they do here, and understand a little bit more of, like, where they come from and why the parents can't be as involved as they would like to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I bet they were so appreciative.
They were so sweet, absolutely. They were so nice. And
that was really nice of you to do.
Yeah, I mean, I love them.
Well, but I mean, it ties right in with what I remember Roberta always saying about, you know, her vision for this middle school is that, you know, organizational research and study skills, if that's what the focus is going to be on. And, and like, you kind of walked them through that process with a very real world application of
it. Yes, I'm hoping that they'll, yes, I hope that they can carry it over. And actually, it was funny, I met somebody at the iReady, this woman. They used to be the school before us.
Mother Seton Academy?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
She kind of works as, like, she has probably a little bit more of, she's not like the curriculum coordinator, but her job is specifically working with the getting eighth graders into high schools. And they actually work together as a committee and have invited me if I wanted to join their committee on how to prepare eighth graders. And then they have a program where they follow these eighth graders and do, like, two visits throughout each high school year.
Oh, wow.
And then even after that, help them apply to colleges. Which I was kind of like, I would love to have more information, because I would kind of think that the high schools that they go to would play a big part in that. But I just feel like they kind of, like, want to follow up and make sure that everything, you know, is nice. It's kind of like an extra support, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll definitely be reaching out to her. And
learning. You don't remember what her title was?
I have it on a card at home, so I'll have to. It
sounds like a very specific.
Yeah, her job is very specific, whereas, like, I feel like I'm like, that's not just my job.
Do it all.
Yes. So I'll have to let you know. It's literally in my office at home.
Speaking of you doing it all, when I interviewed Taryn for a Meet the Teacher blog, she was like, Adriana has helped me so much.
And she's doing amazing. Good. She literally takes everything I'll say and she executes it into the class. And she is always so worried, but her classroom runs like other teachers are going and observing her, and she's a first-year teacher.
That's awesome.
She's doing amazing.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
But yes, well, I do work with her a lot too.
I mean,
yeah. Once the kids are
a new teacher,
yeah,
would
exactly
need that support.
Oh, yeah, they do need
and
a mentor.
You've been there the longest.
I know. I was the first elementary teacher. teacher here. I'm still here.
That's amazing. And still smiling.
I know. So. I love it. I love it. I love it. Good. Yeah.
Well, good. Let's talk about that then, about like how this year's been going.
Sure.
As curriculum coordinator.
Yeah. So I always kind of tell Shere Khan that I don't know if like that should specifically only be my title, because I feel like that's not like the almost even like the main thing I do, but I'll work, like I'm always working with Shere Khan at like the team meetings and meeting with the teachers, and we're always working together and strategizing on like how we can help with the curriculum, or on like what's working, what's not working, how can we fix what's not working. And then kind of like I've been helping her with observing teachers, doing like the formal observation. Oh my gosh. Oh, any type of grants or anything, like they'll just, can you sign us up for this? Like the non-textbook program, we're trying to figure out how our school can be recognized on the choice applications with all of that. I don't know. I just feel like I have been applying to lots of, I don't even know what half of them are, to be honest, that Roberta will just hand me. And so I'm like, okay, I'll sign this up. Like the Boost application is one of them, and like a non-textbook application, so we can be recognized for in high schools. I have no idea what else I do all day.
So if you, how would you describe your, what do you think your title would make
support,
sense
as? Support staff, like on admin, like like everything and anything.
Got
yeah,
it.
Like I tutor too. I work with some students that need to close like that academic gap. Yeah, and so I'll, like, for example, I set up, like, the self-defense thing, or I will, oh my gosh, I have no idea what I'm doing, what I do every day. It's like, I set up a lot of, like, the programs that they will use in, like, the classrooms, like the Raz Kids, the Success Maker. Yeah, I don't know. Isn't it so weird when you think back, like...
Well, you do so much that it's hard to...
I know, I have it listed. I help teachers a lot when they need help. Like, I'm always, like, there if they need me to come and observe, or I feel like I write emails all day.
Yep, I can see that.
I'm sure you feel the same way. Let me see if I can find it. I had to write it down because I'm like, I don't even know.
And so what has been working this year?
So I feel like our teachers, I feel like in general, like the whole school's morale has been so much more positive.
Oh, good.
I don't know if you feel that way.
I do.
Yeah. Like I just feel like in general, it's been like just really great. It's like really nice to be here. And I feel like you're not listening to people complaining, which I feel like I haven't had in a really long time, because I've been here for a very long time. And I maybe I'm not as in. Like, maybe I don't hear as much, but I just feel like, in general, the teachers seem really happy, and it seems like the staff in general seems happier, which makes the students happier.
What do you attribute that to?
Shere Khan.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Specifically what?
I feel like she... Like, her morning emails just, like, help set the tone. So I don't know if you know, she sends, like, a morning email every day. That kind of helps with, like, the organization of, like, this is going on, this is what to expect, and don't forget this. And she does it in a really nice way. I feel like she values teachers a lot, and I feel like they feel that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, she's always buying everybody lunches or dinners or... recognizing you for something that you might do that stands out. So I feel like our team meetings this year are happening that aren't just like our grade level meetings. I feel like we actually have like English language arts meetings, global studies meetings, like specific for subject area. And I feel like the meetings are productive. Yeah, I feel like the teachers come, and again, like if there's ever anything going on, it's always like, let's meet and chat and figure it out. I feel like she gives them the teachers freedom too, whereas I felt like last year I needed to be in classrooms a lot, whereas like Shere Khan's approach is a little bit more of like, let's not always go in. Like, let's give them some time. Like, we're offering them suggestions, and like, so they're not always feeling like I think they're getting critiqued or something. I'm not sure. But we do also go in and make sure that teachers are doing what they need to be doing, and like, if they need help and things like that. So, I don't know. I just feel like, in general, I also think we just got really lucky with like teachers.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Especially the third floor, they're all just really awesome.
I have noticed it too. Just, yeah, people seem glad to be here.
Yeah, I feel that way too.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I think it's a combination of factors. Mm-hmm.
I think the teachers feel appreciated for some reason more this year. Right. I don't know.
I think too, like, just having more spots filled, like, mm-hmm. you know,
like having Mike,
yeah.
who's like a very consistent facilities guy who does a really great job, has been great because that's one less stressor that everyone's feeling, you
right.
know?
And he is able to focus on that rather mm-hmm. than having two mm-hmm. other titles.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I meant by like having more spots filled mm-hmm. instead of having this many spots and having one person for them.
Yes. yeah. Yes, exactly.
That had to be hard. Mm-hmm. And how about the students? What's your sense of students this year? Everybody doing well?
Yeah, I feel like we. So we with our eighth graders, we have like our 5 eighth graders, and I think this is going to be our most difficult year with eighth grade applying into high school because it's our first group, and I think Roberta and Jennifer brought in students when they were in sixth grade. So a lot of the students from eighth grade are not the New Century School students that have been here since age 2. So I think it's going to be a challenge for this group, whereas next year I think it's going to be really different. I think that a lot of our 7th graders that are going to be 8th graders next year, they have been here for a really long time, and they're true Century students, you know, mm-hmm. New Century students. And I think, you know, Shere Khan had recommended, too, that we do like an information night for 7th grade parents in the spring, because we learned a lot. Like, a lot of my time has been researching, like, what is needed to make sure we're not missing anything. And we did have, like, an information night for parents, for our 8th grade parents. But getting them on board in the spring, we also learned that a lot of our 8th graders had not taken a lot of tests besides the practice IC, and then, like, this year, the IC and the iReady. And so we need to provide more test-taking opportunity. And we, Shere Khan and I had talked about next year's, instead of teacher's choice, being test-taking, you know, practicing how to do that in middle school. Not the whole year's teacher's choice, but just incorporating that as, like, it's going to happen.
First and second quarter.
Yeah, like, we're, you know, let's learn how to take a test and do a good job. Because it was kind of, that was a good eye-opener. I think it's also really important, Shere Khan had mentioned too, like, students coming in, providing, like, a test like that too, to see, like, where our students are coming into the school, where they're at academically. So
would you lots be able to use iReady for that?
Yes, we could. You could do the iReady or the IC.
Oh,
she,
okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah, she had mentioned the IC. She's at a lot of private schools, and, yeah.
What about Math Kangaroo? They've taken that, haven't they?
They take that in the spring.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but I mean, like, you said they hadn't taken a lot.
They do, yeah, yeah.
But I guess that's the only one mm-hmm. until now.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. And, like, I looked at the iReady scores, and, like, the math was higher than the ELA. So maybe that has to do with the Math Kangaroo stuff, too. But
interesting.
Yeah. It was interesting.
What do you know anything about the international trip? Is that still happening?
So it is still happening. We have solidified that we think we're going to Puerto Rico.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, again, I think it's going to fluctuate between classes. Like, this group, you know, we want to do something where passports are not required, just because a lot of the kids probably won't have passports. Although we did get one of the family's passports. But, Yeah, so we're thinking Puerto Rico. I have connected with somebody that I went to college with that, hoping that maybe their school can, you know, host our students for a little bit and maybe, like, get the kids together.
So cool.
I know, but we need to, like, that is, like, a big project when we come back. It's another part of my job that I was been, like, kind of working on is figuring out how we're going to do this and, like, working with trying to come up with fundraising ideas that never work.
I've been wondering about that.
None of them have worked. So I actually reached out to the parent council because I was like, Sakina, all of your events work. Like, what am I doing wrong? And I think, I don't know, I look at, like, just my son's PTA. And when you have, like, a group of parents and they all talk about, like, let's do this. We're working on it together. And because they're working, I feel like they spread it out towards their friends and all that stuff. I feel like the more, like, you can get the parents involved, the more it might actually happen. So she reached back and said she would be happy to help, but wants to know more information. Where are we going? Who's hosting? Where are they, you know? And thought that she would present by each eighth grader kind of creating like a little bio, and they would present each eighth grade student to the parent council.
That's
and
really cute.
She said she would be happy to help in that way, yeah.
That would be way awesome.
I know. I was like, thank you very much. That would be great. So, yeah, because I looked at doing like that drop-in shop. We had three people sign up. And then
I thought that was such a good idea.
I know, right? No, it was not, though, I guess. I don't know. And we had two separate dates. And we only had three people sign up for both.
I wonder
the
why.
Same three. I don't know.
The same three?
Yeah. and then I also, like, spent time trying to figure out, like, a mommy's night out. So then the dads could stay with the kids and all the moms. Like, I personally like to get together with all of my kids' moms.
Mike would be like, oh.
But then there was going to be a dad's. But there was going to be a dad's night out, too.
That's cute.
Yeah, but we decided that the parent council is doing, like, a family night out, so they're going to do something instead.
I even posted about that on Facebook and then forgot.
Which one?
To do the family night out.
Oh, okay.
It was last week.
Oh, I wonder if it was successful.
I think it was.
Of course, because parent council did it.
Aw. What about the, what was the other thing that you were doing?
I don't know. I know I wrote everything down. The Sycamore.
Fundraising is hard.
Yeah, I clearly wasn't doing it correct. Oh, yeah, I completed a Title II and IV application.
What's that?
I don't even know. I just apply when they hand me something to do. Is that terrible? And then I'm always like, I don't even understand what this is. So I'm always talking to a representative, like, okay, did I do it right? Okay, thank you.
You're funny.
yes, I know I need to, yeah, okay. I do dismissal.
Yes, you do.
Yep. Yeah. This was like the first week of school.
Yeah, you do a lot.
Well, I don't know. But again, you asked me what it is, and I can't even tell you.
because it's
like busy, just like busy. Yeah.
Yeah, and kind of amorphous. Like, you know, you kind of are the one that gets pulled in to do something that hasn't necessarily been done before.
Yes. Yes.
So yeah. So it's evolving. Let's just say it's evolving.
And I like it. That's like the way my brain works. So I'm like everywhere. So I'm like, okay, let's bring it on.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right, my dear.
I know. Well, I hope that was informative.
It was very, very. Okay. Yeah. If anything, this is going to be like a super long vlog.
Oh,
that's
really?
Okay.
Yeah, so the eighth graders are done testing. A few things that I can add about it. We took the IC early so they could retake if they wanted to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's why they did it in November. The same with the iReady. They are able to retake it if they would like.
Like if they're not satisfied with their scores or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
And would they retake here?
The iReady actually, the iReady was at a school in Baltimore City. I have to look at the name, Friendship something. It was like, that you should have seen our class. Like the eighth graders were like, oh, this is so awful. Look how outdated those posters are. There's a cigarette on the floor. Like they were completely out of their element. It was, you know.
A cigarette.
Yeah, I know. That's how the students were.
Wow.
They were really, and this was a PD building, like a professional development building. So the kids took the test in one of the professional development rooms. There was no internet. So all these parents are like waiting, you know, their kids are taking or like school representatives and they're like, how is there not internet here? It's like a PD site. But yeah, our kids were just like, ooh, this place is bad.
Will you guys try to host it?
I don't think we can. I don't think we can ever become a site for the iReady because, like, we just, it's done on the computers and, yeah, it's through the city. So it'll probably always be at, like, a city site.
Why do they have computers and no internet?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not sure. I wish we could be a site. But it's funny, we're actually going to look at the iReady as maybe taking place of Success Maker. Because I think there are programs like that that kind of builds, yeah.
When you sent me the pictures, I looked it up, and I saw that there's two different kinds of tests.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, the kids were fun. We brought them to Taco Fiesta afterwards, and they were all, like, so funny. Even Devin had so much fun, contrary to that picture. Yeah. Yeah, they were really, it was really cute. They had such a good time. And Idris was the only seventh grader that took that one.
I was wondering why Idris was
well,
in the picture.
I think it's great. I actually recommend, I think that that's something we'll share with the seventh grade parents too, is like the earlier you can get them to practice, it's only like $25 for the iReady, the better.
Yeah.
Like go in there, get your scores, try to keep beating your score, you know, just keep seeing what to expect. Because like our eighth graders, it was the first time they took it and they didn't really know what to expect.
Right.
But they did pretty good.
Good.
Better than what I see.
What was I going to ask you?
I don't know. I can look up the school of where the iReady
was.
Yeah,
look at the school for me.
Yeah. Because it was... They were really funny. Okay, let's see here. That's the score. It was... Oh, hey. I know. I told her how we were taking pictures.
Yeah.
It says...
You're transcribing it.
Is that your job at home?
Yep. Because he can type and I can't.
Yeah. So I enjoy it.
Good.
Very much.
I told her between you and I, we're going to have good pictures.
You'll enjoy this one because you get a big compliment in it.
Well, I can understand her, too.
Oh, yeah, that must be hard.
That's the biggest challenge is the...
Okay, so it says Baltimore City School Professional Development Center, and it's on Northern Parkway, but it doesn't say the exact school name. I could just type in the address and see what the school is. 2500 Northern Parkway. But yeah, it was, the kids were just like in a big shock.
It was something about the exam I was going to ask you, and I just can't.
Friendship Academy of Engineering and Technology is the name of the school. It has 2.6 stars.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, is there a body that rates private schools the same way that public schools get rated, in like with stars?
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's done in a separate way. Mm-hmm. Like, I think the county and the city have like similar ratings. Not 100% sure though, even if they're different.
Gotcha.
I don't know how they get their stars. I don't know if it's by the testing or...
Yeah, that's a good
question.
That
would be something to look into, yeah. I know, I'm so out of the loop with the city schools.
Hi.
I know, is it our meeting time?
Do you have a meeting?
I think we might. Did I? No, we don't have a meeting, do we?
Team meeting? I thought that was today.
Oh, yeah, it got moved. That's right. She had to do rearranging. Yeah.
Okay. Is it 2?
It is 2:01. But is there anything else?
If I think of
You can always call me or text me, right?
You know.
Yeah.
It doesn't.